These are beautiful and powerful days in the liturgy and in the life of the church. We are in those precious days between the Feast of the Ascension and Pentecost, where we are begging the Holy Spirit to be poured out fresh upon this parish, upon the church and the world. This is the month of May, so beautifully dedicated to Our Lady, in which we honor her with filial devotion. And this is a month, a season where we celebrate ordinations to diaconate and priesthood and anniversaries like we are celebrating today of our dear Father Pefli, 25 years. So rich graces that God pours out upon us today. And as we are in a time in the world where we want to pray and encourage and lift up our priests, we want to know why the Lord at the Last Supper gave us the gift of the Holy Priesthood. We, the entire people of God, are invited to reflect deeply and to thank God for the gift of holy priests. So let me, in a smallness in this daily Mass, take the two readings to reflect upon two different thoughts about who the priest is called to be in the life of the church before God and before the people. So, brothers and sisters, starting with the gospel, we are reading the magnificent chapter 17 of John's gospel today and tomorrow. So I'm kind of looking at this as a whole. Jesus at the Last Supper praised to his Father in a solemn way what theologians call the high priestly prayer. Jesus, we see in intimacy with his Father. Jesus, who prays for that glory as he prepares to offer himself on the cross, as Jesus gives himself in his body and blood, that profound sacrifice. So what we see here is that the priest must be a man of deep intimacy with the Trinity, with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. As Jesus is one with the Father and the Father one with Jesus. And they pour forth the Spirit out, as Jesus tells us again in this discourse. The priest, before he does anything, must be a man of prayer and intimacy with the Lord. The priest is not a functionary of a bunch of actions, but is a man who, from the day he is ordained, flowing from his baptism, to the day he's called home to the Lord, strives to know and love and serve the Lord. In Jesus' words, he is consecrated in the truth. He is a man who is indeed in the world, but not of the world. And so only if he stays close to the Lord will he be true to his mission and who he is. He must know the love of the Sacred Heart for him. He must know the power flowing from the Eucharist. Standing at the altar and speaking in the name of Christ. As the Father and the Son are one, so the priest must be one with this God that he is called to serve and love. How profound a gift. But let me go then to the first reading and a second thought, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20. Let me approach this from another point of view. We see Paul as he is making his way westward toward Rome, and he's in Ephesus today, and we see the priest as a man of relationship with his brother priests and with the people of God. We see the priest as a man of relationship. And again, I invite you to make sure you read the second part of this discourse, because it is magnificent. Paul calls the presbyters, the priests, the elders of the church of Ephesus, and he is with them, and he reflects with them that he will not see them again, and he reflects on the work that they have done and the relationship of preaching the word. Let me share with you a moment about Father Pefli. In terms of relationship, priest to priest and among the people of God, I was doing the math as we were sitting here. It's been 30 years since I first made Father Fran's acquaintance, when he came with the Legion and married to St. Timothy's Church in Chantilly, Virginia. I was just a teenager preparing to graduate from high school there. And again, I followed him through Christendom and the seminary, and then I followed. And again, I cannot help but be moved and reflect upon Paul, even as he says, and I don't want to make this too close a connection here, but where I will never see you again, but again, that relationship flowing from what we do as the people of God, preaching the word, as Acts of the Apostles says, of one mind and one heart, living the life of the sacraments and of Christian charity. I have been a student of Father Pefley's and his work of the Legion, in his friendship and our travels together, and so many other occasions. And it's not just for priest to priest, but the whole people of God. I invite us, married, single, consecrated, priests, deacons, all of us are called, not just as an analogy to be easily thrown away, but we are the family of God, the holy people of God. The priest stands in the midst as Father. And that is why, as you hear the end of this Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, the presbyters and Paul, they weep together, knowing that they will not see each other again in this life, and knowing how the Lord has called them and given them the gift of ministry together, the holy priesthood. So let me conclude by invoking the intercession in the name of our Blessed Mother Mary, Our Lady. We know that if we are going to be as priests and people of God, people who know the intimacy of the Trinity, and if we are to be together of one heart and mind as the people of God for ministry, we must stand and be with Our Lady. These are these days where the apostles and the cenacle prayed with her, were quiet and sat and prepared and begged for the Spirit to come down. Our Lady is there. It cannot be otherwise. So my dear Father Fran, your priestly ministry has certainly been one of being with our Mother through the Legion and through your entire priesthood. I pray that the Lord may continue to bless this local church of Arlington, where I have deep roots. I'm in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and again, we are one mind, one heart, even in our geographic distance. But may, through Our Lady, Mediatrix of all graces, intercede for the church in this critical time of history, not for functionaries, not for bureaucrats, but for priests, fathers, after the heart of Jesus, with the mind of Our Lady. My dear Father, I ask God's blessing on you. I give thanks for you and for the gift of priesthood that brings many souls to Christ. Amen.